AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Los Angeles, Nick Reiner, son of Rob Reiner, appeared in court. He's facing charges of first-degree murder and the killing of his parents. The 32-year-old did not enter a plea. Alan Jackson is Nick Reiner's attorney.
Our hearts go out to the entire Reiner family. There are very, very complex and serious issues that are associated with this case. Those need to be thoroughly, but very carefully, dealt with. And examined and looked at and analyzed.
Nick Reiner was in shackles and wearing a jail suicide prevention smock. Arraignment was postponed until January 7th. Democrats in the Senate hammered the Federal Communication Commission's leader for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late-night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air, suggesting Brendan Carr was politicizing an independent agency and trampling the First Amendment. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says Carr should resign.
Chairman Carr, you are not reinvigorating the public interest standard. You are weaponizing the public interest standard. That is what the Carr FCC is doing every single day.
Carr refused to disown his comments about Kimmel, and the chairman said he simply enforced laws that hold networks to stricter scrutiny than cable and other forms of media. Vladimir Putin says Russia will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and the West reject its peace demands.
Speaking at an annual meeting with top military officials, Putin says Moscow would prefer to achieve its goals and eliminate the root causes of the conflict by diplomatic means, but he adds, if the opposing side and its foreign patrons refuse to engage in substantive dialogue, Russia will achieve the liberation of its historical lands by military means. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Warner Brothers Discovery is telling shareholders to reject a takeover bid from Paramount Skydance,
arguing that a rival bid from Netflix will be better for customers. Paramount went hostile with its bid last week, asking shareholders to reject the deal with Netflix. Paramount is offering $30 per Warner share, compared with Netflix's $27.75. While the Warner Brothers board is backing the Netflix deal, shareholders can still decide to tender their shares in favor of Paramount's offer that would include the company's cable networks such as CNN and Discovery. The offer from Netflix does not include buying the cable operations of Warner Brothers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Police in Spain detained 57 fans suspected of taking part in a fight before a second division soccer match. Authorities say the fans attacked each other with bottles, street furniture, and other blunt objects. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.